Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, I guess today there'll be 75% of the American people not happy with the fact that this trial could actually end today in the Senate. We see that Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander says he will not vote to call witnesses. And as the headlines are blaring this morning, this key senator and vote, including others, obviously, means that the president may be acquitted today.
Well, we always knew that the Republican majority, which in some ways is so gutless, was not going to buck this president. They were going to say that he wasn't guilty of this, but he was. Even Lamar Alexander, when he got out of this whole thing and he's retiring, and he said, nah, you know, it didn't rise to the impeachment level. Yeah, he had a guy who offered basically to give money to a foreign country or not to withhold it the way that it was being done if they would just implicate Joe Biden. So we know he did a bad thing. They know he did a bad thing. At this stage, many of them are saying he did a bad thing. And yet, we knew that in the end, this was going to be the result. Now, here for the Democrats, there's some interesting news, and that is that, as you say, 75% of the American people thought that they ought to go ahead, that this ought to be proven with witnesses and the rest. You know that they are going to stop Bolton from saying what he knows one way or the other, but we already know what he's saying. And so this could well affect the United States Senate. If I was a Democrat running against anybody who had just voted the wrong way, as they see it, I would be doing one television commercial after another saying this is the point at which the Americans may lose their democracy because of this guy. What we are seeing now is a change in the American executive in which, to some people's minds, he becomes a dictator. So I think it's going to hurt the Republican Party. But then what do I know?
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the latest Reuters Ipsos poll is past now Elizabeth Warren, to number three in the Democratic race. The interesting part, Alan, Bloomberg appears to have won over a broad coalition of potential voters, including baby boomers, high-income earners, rural Americans, and Democrats without a college degree. Of course, he still trails Vice President Biden, who's supported by 23% of the registered voters in the poll, and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who's got the backing of 18%.
Well, if Biden gets out, then there'd be clear sailing for Bloomberg. He's got one thing that really helped any candidate is momentum. And this proves he has some momentum. The question for many Democrats is, who can win? Biden has not shown himself, and I've been impressed by Biden from day one. I thought he could win. But he hasn't handled himself particularly well. Bloomberg, I think, has now got the momentum and could well be in a position to win this thing. Sanders, of course, is adored by his people, and we see different polls showing different things. Iowa will set the momentum in a big way for Sanders if he can win it and if he could win New Hampshire. We'll just see.
We're waiting to see as well what's happening with the coronavirus. The World Health Organization has now declared the outbreak a global emergency after the number of infected people spiked more than tenfold in a week. To date, China has reported more than 7,800 cases, including 170 deaths. 18 other countries have reported cases, including the U.S., as scientists are racing to understand how exactly the virus is spreading and how severe it is. Of course, over here in the U.S., we've advised against travel to China and have declared that virus an emergency as well.
David, you have to be out of your mind to get on a plane, if you could find a plane, because the airlines are pulling back like crazy. The Airline Pilots Association has said, we don't think any of our pilots should take the assignment to go to China. And this is a terrible, terrible emergency. There will be people who find it convenient to continue to do business with the Chinese and who think it's worth the risk. If you were my kid, if it were somebody who was asking my advice, I'd say, hey, being dead isn't worth it. And this thing is spreading like crazy. And it will come to this country, no two ways about it. And we had better be prepared when it does. We know that, you know, a few people have come back and a few people have the virus. But this is going to be a terrible trial for everybody. And I wouldn't want to be president. Being in China, I think he's got his hands full. This is going to obviously affect the stock market, which is so dependent on China. You see that when China trade is threatened, the market goes down. When the president announces something hopeful about restoring trade with China, the market goes up. Now, you can only imagine what this is going to do now. So China is basically out of it. in so many ways. And you can feel sorry for the Chinese people. I know I do. But I think this is a time to be incredibly cautious.
Well, if you want to prepare for something like this, you're going to need the information to help keep yourself safe. And where do you go to a place that you know you can count on that information, that is verified and that will be consistent in what we do every single day? You know it's WAMC. And Alan, we can't forget that we have a fund drive coming up and we have to raise $1 million. So far in the lockbox, $581,444.
David, I want to thank everybody who honored Joe yesterday as he came back. Honored Ray for the incredible work that he's done. And you too, David, because everybody knows this team works very, very hard. And we have done everything in our power to keep it together. So it's really on each individual to say, hey, wait a second, I'm not going to let somebody else do it all. I'll put $5 in. If that happens, because $5 in some cases is equal to $1,000 for others. Some people have been putting $1,000 in. Whatever you can do, it's really important that you do it now, because we need WAMC on the job every day talking about the kinds of things that we are seeing.
WAMC.org is how you can do your part. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David. It's always great to talk to you in the morning. Makes me confident that we can move ahead.
Me too.